Good morning, Besorot Tovot. We have this week's Parsha in Ki Tisa. We have Chet HaEgel, with so much to be said regarding Chet HaEgel. I want to today speak a bit about Aaron HaKohen. The Abarbanel will tell us in Parsha Chukat, actually, perhaps here, but I haven't seen it here, that because of his role in Chet HaEgel, Aaron will not enter Eretz Yisrael. He holds what we would call today ministerial responsibility, having been in charge at the time of Chet HaEgel, and as such, he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. It's a very, very interesting Abarbanel, and very important too. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the way Aaron dealt with Chet HaEgel, and I want to take a famous phrase, better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all, and use the alternative phrase or the adapted phrase from that, better to have tried and failed than never to have tried at all. I want to compare Aaron to Yehoshua. I don't want to do a disservice, Chalila, to Yehoshua, so I'm not completely sure that my interpretation of what Yehoshua says or does is correct. It might not even be Yehoshua saying it. Have a look at the Ibn Ezra. When Moshe comes down from Har Sinai and he hears the noise in the Machaneh, he says, what's that noise, to Yehoshua? According to many of our Mefarshim, Yehoshua replies and he says, it's a noise of war. And Moshe replies to him, it's not a noise of war, it's a noise of frivolity, promiscuity, and so on and so forth. Not everyone says that this is the conversation that takes place, as Ibn Ezra suggests, though he doesn't agree that Yehoshua doesn't say anything. He keeps quiet, and it's Moshe who carries on speaking. However, the question being, if it is Yehoshua who answers that this is a noise of war, he's the chief of staff. Why is he still on the mountain? If he really believes that there is a noise of war in the Machaneh, what is he doing on the mountain? Why doesn't he go down and lead the army into battle? So one could answer, so he was told, and it was a mitzvah for him to stay where he was, and he was doing according to the way he had been commanded. And that's a possibility. But now I want to speak about Aaron, in contrast to a suggestion that maybe Yehoshua should have gone down if it wasn't actually noises of war, and so it was irrelevant. But if he thought it was, why didn't he go down? Aaron is faced with an impossible reality. Chor, according to Rashi, has been killed. The people are intent on building this Egel. And Aaron works b'chokhmah. He tries to delay. You can see, and it's not even a kvetch, you can see that Aaron is totally doing what he's doing, l'shem shamayim. He says, chag l'hashem. He talks about a chag l'hashem, yud kei vav kei. He is focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that there's been a miscalculation, and he knows that sooner rather than later, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down. So he uses delaying tactics, which ultimately fail. And they build the Egel, and as I said, the Abarbanel says, because not because he did Avodah Zarah, but because he was in charge when they built the Egel, he has to accept responsibility, and that's why he doesn't go into Israel. Be that as it may. What I said right at the beginning, just a moment ago, better to have tried and failed than to never have tried at all, I think is the mantra of this of Aaron. Aaron tried. It didn't work. So what should our conclusion be? That we should never try? That the only result is a good result? No, I don't think so. I think in life we have to try. We have to do our best. Whatever happens will happen. But we do our best. We don't always have to come out with scathing indictments of people who tried and failed. Not everything is on our hands. In fact, very little is in our hands. What is in our hands is the way we apply ourselves to a situation and how we deal with a situation. And I think that's very, very important. Aaron tried. I have pointed out to many of you over the years, but what happens, I asked a question, like what happens when someone fulfills their potential? What is the next stage if I fulfilled my potential? The next stage will be failure, because once I fulfill my potential, when I take my next stage, it's a stage too far, so I will fail. I think many of us do not fulfill our potential because we're scared of failure. Because we're scared of failure, we don't push ourselves to the nth degree. We don't try to go that step further, because we'd rather be within our comfort zone and succeed than go a step further and fail. Aaron doesn't. He goes a step further and he fails. He should not be critiqued for that. I think he should be praised for that. And I think Benadon Didan in our situation as well, perhaps at the beginning of this war, the rhetoric should have been a bit different, but I think all of that is part of PR, and it's part of psychological warfare too. But God forbid, anyone listening to the news and seeing how things develop should think that our soldiers have failed. Our soldiers have done incredible stuff. They have shown gevura, which is beyond imagination. They have done the most fantastic things. They have done things in Gaza, which is the most densely populated place in the earth, I believe. 2 million people in a very, very short area, small area. And they have gone in there and they have conquered and they have fought in the most impossible situations. And even though innocent civilians is always something we should be sorry about, it doesn't matter who they are, we should be sorry about innocent civilians being killed. At the same time, we know, it doesn't matter that the world says Akhiret, but we know that any other army who were facing this kind of challenge would not have had 10 to 15,000 casualties on the other side. There would have been 200 to 300,000 casualties. We know it because we saw what happened in Afghanistan after 9/11. We know it because we've seen all the armies of the world and the way they defend themselves. It's not even a critique. That's the way they defend themselves. We have gone into a densely populated area and targeted terrorists, and there have been innocent civilians killed, but not on the scale that has happened in world history in every other country in recent years as well. I don't even think that my mantra today of better to have tried and failed than never have tried at all is even shaykh. I think we have tried and succeeded. But what we have seen is that the nace of the Six-Day War is an ace of the Six-Day War, and the wars today are much more complicated, and they are much more difficult to fight when people are using human shields and people are underground. And nonetheless, we have tried and we have tried and we have tried, and we should never be deterred by not necessarily reaching goals we have set for ourselves. We should always set high goals. My father told me many, many years ago that always aim for an A. If you aim for an A, then at least you've got a chance of getting a B. But if you aim for a C, you might not even pass. We always have to aim high. We always have to do what we do. The results, and we shouldn't be in any way upset that it's not exactly the way we perceived it to be, and we're not seeing the exact headlines that we want. It's not true. We are trying and trying and trying. The hishtadlut, that is our role. Our role is to lehishtadel. If things don't end up the way they are, I don't really believe that we're in charge of that anyway, that we decide that anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his plan. We would all love to see the end. We know what the end is. We know that the end, that Am Yisrael will be victorious. We will have a Beit Mikdash. We don't know where we are at the stage. I've said that so many times. At the same time, we are doing our Hishtadlut with Gevura on the most incredible level. And our prototype is Aaron. We see a situation, we do what we can. And what we learn from our story is that sometimes it doesn't work out the way you wanted it to work out. 100%, 1,000%, Aaron didn't expect there to be an Egel, didn't want there to be an Egel. That was what the end result was. From his part, he did whatever he could. It didn't work. But with Chor lying there dead, with the people out of control, Aaron plays for time. That was his strategy. Had it worked, he would have been declared a hero for eternity. Because he would have stopped one of the most gravest sins of Am Yisrael. But he didn't. It didn't work. But just because something doesn't work, I think, ladies, we have to stop focusing on results and we have to stop focusing on our actions. We have been brought up, you know, it's happened on occasion that a student has started a degree and after a year of her degree, she has changed her course. And she said in passing to me, I just wasted a year. And I've often replied, why is it a waste of a year? Simply because you didn't get a piece of paper? You started something, you accumulated information, you had experiences. That doesn't make it a wasted year. Because you didn't get a piece of paper, it doesn't mean it's a wasted year. Everything we do has value. Obviously, you have to want a result. You have to state a target and be focused on a certain target. But at the same time, it's our hishtadlut, is to be focused on playing the game, on doing the things that we can do and trying to do them as best we can. If we get the result we wanted, Baruch Hashem. If we didn't get the result we wanted, Baruch Hashem, we tried. We just have to look in the mirror with the knowledge that we tried. That's what every single one of us has to do in our private lives, in our public lives, and for our people. Besorot Tovot, have a good day.